morning, good day, good afternoon. Mujambo, bonjour. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. My name is Joy Dabo. I am your emotional and spiritual wellness coach, a wife, a mother to three awesome leaders. And I am also a women's health advocate. Life can hit you hard, but when God says it's not your time yet, you still can get up. So grab your paper, grab your pen, as we get ready to ignite our faith, strengthen our prayer life, deepening our love for God, and develop this character. This is the moment to unleash your indomitable spirit. Let's go. Let's do it. Life has a way of turning, twisting, and dumping and moving us in the way that we don't feel like it. Sometimes you plan and the plan goes well, and sometimes you plan and the weather decides to do its own thing. But still, you are called and expected to rise in faith, to maintain your faith, to keep on going. And today we're going to talk about the faith to endure. How do you and I endure in faith when life hits hard, or even when we don't feel like it? Remember I say, and I share before, and I said it again, life has a cycle. It doesn't stop because you and I are going through a situation or a circumstance. Life keeps on going. Life keeps on happening. As somebody who have recovered from postpartum depression, I do thank God every day for my healing. I thank God for the strength, and I thank God for every day for walking, still holding on to faith. It never was easy. I had moments when I wanted to give up, moments where I felt like it was over for me. But I am here to tell you that may be experiencing some sort of challenge in life that there's still hope. Don't give up. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking about on this journey of the series of the faith. We talk about the faith of Rebecca, the raw faith, and then we talk about the faith to rise, the faith to persevere, and now we're going to talk about faith to endure. When I share with you, we spoke about these are the different stages. I used to hear a lot, keep up the faith. I am in faith, by the grace of God, things gonna work it out. And I'm like, they're not. I'm still here. How do I keep on going? Like, no, I need understanding. And I also, transparency shared with you that this sense of faith is something that the word faith, to contextualize it, it is spoken about a lot in communities of Christian believers. Have faith. And when things are not turning out the way you expected or according to faith, you can feel like giving up. Or maybe you did give up. Your children, you've been a praying woman, a praying mother, a praying wife, but your children left and don't want anything to do with your faith. You've been a praying wife and you thought you're doing your best, and yet the door, divorce, is knocking. You've been living in faith and you thought you're doing your best, and you hear in the sense of sleepless night because finances are not looking their best. You wake up every day and you wonder, God, when is this going to end? Or where is the faith that is needed? And sometimes you say, you know, I'm done with church, because when you are hurting, even anything that has to do with faith begin to kind of irritate you. Because deep inside of you, you're saying, but I'm believing. Why things are not working out? I'm still going to church. I'm praising. I'm praying. But why things are not turning out? You become irritable. You are stressed. You experience overwhelming sensation. So we talk about the perseverance. Perseverance is your ability to keep on marching, keep on going. One, two, one, two. Just keep going, keep going. We talk about that. The ability, right, is the sign, the perseverance. When you persevere in faith, is the sign of maturity. Once perseverance, the Apostle James tells us in James 1, once perseverance have been completed, the sign is the sign of maturity. Because once you know you've persevered through something, no matter what else something may come, you have a landing place. You have a place where you can land and be encouraged to keep on going even in this. If you are stressed out and if your situation in your home is overwhelming you, you're persevering to do what? To what? To tolerate or to accept the situation where, oh, I've hear some mom will say, well, he's an adult. She's an adult. When she decided to come, she'll come home. That's not perseverance. Perseverance that we talk about, that what the sign of maturity, the ability of keep going, even saying no to the circumstances and declare in the persevering person heart, is the one that faith that says, but God, this is what your word says. Now we're going to talk about faith to endure, because not only perseverance is your ability to keep on going, endurance is how do you withstand the pressure? Ooh, the pressure that says, girl, get it, let it go, give it up. The pressure that says it's not going to work. How do you endure? How do you stand firm? Think about it like one experience that I had growing up that it's not a pleasant experience is one where you know that where I am standing right now, there are ants, and the ants are crawling over you, and you are asked to remain still so that they don't pinch you. It's hard. The ability to withstand that pressure. You know that you are on the verge, like this, like we usually like to say, like my last nerve, it's about to snap. My last nerve is about to snap. So how do I not let it snap? I have not had enough sleep. I have not had enough moment of rest. I'm walking and working on the last penny of strength. How do I still hold on when my hands are getting tired? So that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about that. I'm going to share with you some of the tips that I have learned through my journey of faith, of what had kept me believing, going without giving up. So this, we're going to talk about 7 keys to keep on your faith alive, to endure. How do you, in that moment of difficulties, in the moment of pain, in the moment, I'm not saying in the moment of, of stress that you should accept stress.
No.
In that moment where my mind was pressured and the enemy is whispering his lies, how to withstand the pressure so that you don't give up. How do I stand? How do I withstand this pressure in me without giving up? I want to share stories of two people who have inspired me in my faith. One is my late dad, who have passed, gone on to the other side of this life. And then the other one is my youth pastor when I came to the United States. I remember my dad, I believe it was before I came or when he came to visit, and he saw the outlook. He saw the perplexity on my face. He saw this young lady going down the hill, and that he wanted to rescue, I might say. And he said something profound to me that remained with me, that kept me in the church, no matter what I had faced in the church, whether it was discrimination, whether it was rejection, whether it was what we call pastor's hurt, church hurt, but I kept staying in church, withstanding. You know, you're walking into the building and you're seeing the walls are whispering, oh, there she goes, there she comes, and you're still showing up because you know, I am sitting in this place, not because of A, B, C, D, but I'm sitting because Jehovah Yahweh is still on the throne. I enter the church building because God is still sovereign. I am here to worship, and I will lift my hands up and adore and praise my God when it's worship time, as though there was nobody around me, as though the pastor who's preaching this gospel did not say anything that hurts me. I stand and I raise my hallelujah because I know he is used by God, and that this man is man in the flesh, but the spirit and the sovereignty of God continue to reign. So these are the key. My dad said, wherever you go, find a church, seek God and our people, because people may disappoint you. And that gave me strength, that when I will enter a building and I will feel that I was my only kind, that I did not look the differences, but I will look that the unification, the reason that if I'm here broken, beaten, them is she and him and there, they too are here because they're broken, they're beaten, they're somewhere want to give up, but they're here because something called God, Jehovah, who is our sovereign Lord, is sustaining them. The other person who have inspired me on this journey of faith and that given me the strength to be able to endure, to keep on going and to stand, to withstand the pressure that is in the faith is my youth pastor. This youth pastor was one man that I so admire because I will watch him. Him and his wife did not have children at the time. And he will faithfully serve God and take care of the youth as though they were his own children. One day I was so much depressed, hurting. And I asked him, Pastor, how do you do it? He said, do what? How do you keep on going? How do you love God so much like this, no matter what? Because I also had a sister and her husband who had multiple miscarriages and they didn't have children. And I knew the pain that I experienced and I saw in their marriage. And here is on the other side, a man, a servant of God, with such liveness in them, with the same comparing situation. They show joy, lively, and the other side, the home, the family that I lived with, there was a sense of pain, hurt, and suffering. It's the ability to withstand the pressure that you're in. The ability. It gives that kind of faith, the faith that I am in this fire right now. I am in this situation right now. It doesn't look good at the job right now. This is a leadership position. Majority of women don't get. I am the only female leader in this community, and there's majority of male. The pressure of you with standing out is real. So how do I stand out? How do I endure this pressure? Is not by the way of what? Do I fight, or do I give up, or do I let go, or what? He says this to me, this pastor say, Joy, I had made up my mind. The cross before me, the world behind me, no turning back, no turning back. When things get difficult, I began to sing the song. The cross before me to remind me that my purpose and my calling is to follow the cross. If I do not follow the cross before me, I will be tempted to look behind the world that I once left and be tempted to go back to it. So I have to keep my eyes on the cross, follow the cross until the end. So these two men of God both inspired me with their faith. And of course, I have my mother who also inspired me in her faith because she had the ability to speak what she would like to see. She demonstrated faith that when she experienced pressured or when she was experiencing something failing, instead of going, oh, woe me, she kept on going. She kept on going. Living out this faith seems impossible because some people have high tolerance of pain and some people don't. Regardless of whether you have a high tolerance of pain or low, faith does not look at whether you have that. Faith is the ability to rely on God, to trust God in the process, to turn you around, to get you through it, and to get you back up on the other side. Remember what Jesus told Peter? I am praying for your faith. He didn't say, I'm praying for your recovery. I'm praying for your healing. He said, I'm praying for your faith. Peter now had to endure the pressure. Peter now had to withstand the pressure in order for that fulfillment of Jesus' prayer to take place. So here we are. We're going to go through the seven keys. I call them seven keys to keep believing or to keep faith alive. Meaning, while you're going through the process, enduring. Okay. There's one scripture that I want to know. We got to read scripture, right? Isaiah 43, God literally tells us that we are going to go through fire. This is something that I also like blew my mind. You know, when I hear the preacher in the pulpit preaching, I'm hearing good news, good news, good news, good news, good news. So when I'm hearing good news, good news, good news, good news, good news, but I'm experiencing pressure, pressure, fire, 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 I can understand why somebody will go through a process of feeling what's wrong with me, what's wrong with my faith, what did I do wrong? Because what? The pastor is preaching good news, good news, good news, good news. However, This is the importance of you and I to take your Bible and read. When the good news come, you need to understand what happened before it. Grabbing the Bible, coming to a place like Isaiah 43, when God says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flame will not set you ablaze, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom. You go through reading something like this, it doesn't say that when you go through the waters, life will be happy. It says when you pass through the waters. I'm like, come on, what waters are we talking about? Like, you just say waters. What waters? Which water? Is this the marine? Like, do I need a ship? Do I need a canoe? What waters is this, right? Rivers. What kind of rivers are we talking about? Is this the Nile River? Or are we talking like that kind of short little river called stream? Which river? And then the fire. Are we talking about the fire of the seven, of the three Hebrews that Nebuchadnezzar went to the sevenfold? What fire? What does it matter? What God is saying, you will go through something. And because he's with you, you will not drown or you will not be set on fire. So now, how do I endure when the place is taking place? That kind of faith. Let's talk about it. The seven keys to keep believing, to keep your faith alive so that you may endure and get through it, this fire or these waters. All right. Number one, tolerance. And I'm just going to give you the definition and I want you to think about it. Meditate upon these seven things. And I have a bonus one too when you stick to the end. Tolerance. Endurance, the synonym or the word of tolerance, of endurance, saying tolerance. You need to have tolerance. To endure is your ability to be able to tolerate something. What does that mean? Your willingness to tolerate something you do not agree with. Meaning what? You're going through the fire. I'm not agreeing with what's happening right now. I'm not going to go around and say, oh, I have faith. You know, this situation will just come around. No. I'm not agreeing with what? To tolerate what? Endure, to endure. We're talking about endurance here. So you need tolerance. Your willingness to tolerate something. What are you tolerating? Are you tolerating the noise of the negativity the enemy is whispering? Or are you tolerating the presence of the situation that and believing that God is with you? You gotta be willing. So you pray, God, give me the willingness to surrender. One of the examples that I like to think about tolerance in the sense of endurance is let go. Let go. When you swim, for those that are swimmer, you know that there's an experience that I love, love, love when I'm swimming, is swimming on my back. Like, it allows you, it requires of you, when you're swimming on your back, you gotta let go. Because when you are in water and you're not letting go, you're not willingly letting go, guess what? Water can kill you. Water can drown you. So when you're going through this situation, you need tolerance. Tolerance, your willingness to what? To let go. God, give me the ability to surrender. So that as I'm going through this situation, I'm not freaking out. I'm not screaming. I'm not jumping around. Okay? Number two. The key to keeping believing, bearing the ability to do what? To position yourself. This is your posture. You posture your way your way of standing. This is your way of standing in the situation. There's a way where you can stand that a situation comes. Remember Ephesians 6, 10 says what? After you have done all of these things, stand firm. Stand firm. This is what? To bear your posture of standing or moving through the situation matters in order for you to endure and to get to the end. It is part of what? The understanding is that it's part of how do you stand against the friction while you know you heat it up? This is fire is what? It's a shift of the mind. To bear the pain, to bear the situation, to bear the circumstances is going to require to reposition your mindset. Your mindset. I'm not talking about you going, I can do this, I can do this, I can do this. No, you pray. God, reposition me in this situation until you resolve it. Number three is fortitude. You need courage in pain. The courage, fortitude is what? You need fortitude, the courage to what? To keep going. This courage, God, give me this courage. Give me this strength that I need to keep on going because I don't want to give up right now. You need patience. Number four. You need patience, the capacity to accept delay, trouble. You know, my goodness, for the ladies, you understand this. You know that these shoes are hurting on your feet right now. You have to stand in line, but you're still standing in there with the high heels. Your calf is hurting. Your mind is telling you, girl, these shoes are hurting, but you are there. And something delays. So the waiting period, because when we are going through a situation, what happened is that you even start seeing things being delayed. They're not being delayed because God want to see how long you can hold on to. No, they're being delayed because the enemy wants you to give up on your faith. They're being delayed because the enemy wants you to be like how he did with Job's wife. Turn around and say, why don't you just curse God and give up? That's what the enemy wants to do. But you, in this moment, this is the thing you pray for. God, give me patience in this moment as there are delays right now. I should have, I could have, I would have, but I'm not there. I'm still in this position moving, or sometimes feel like I'm not moving. It's been 3 months. I'm still experiencing this hormonal problem in my body, and my mind feels like it cannot function. 3 months feels like 3 years. Patience. How the capacity to tolerate or to accept a delay without you being angry required you to ask the Holy Spirit to come within us. Then there's acceptance. Sometimes this is the hard one. How do I accept my situation? How do I embrace what I'm going through instead of fighting it? Fighting it most of the time instead of accepting the situation. You know what? The situation is this. I got fired. The situation is this. She's deciding to leave. The situation in the house right now is that I am dealing with children, or something happened and now somebody has a disability. The situation, how do I embrace the situation so that I may go through it and not allowing it to bitter me? Don't become bitter in the process. Ask God to give you the strength to accept the situation. You know the saying, when life throws at you lemon, make lemonade? Well, I want to say that a little bit different. When life throws at you lemon, ask God what to do with them. Ask God, what do I do with these lemon? Because God may have this lemon thrown at you with a different purpose and different plan. He may just want you to exactly sell them back. They were thrown at you, you sell and make a capital, make a revenue or capital all out of it. Make something with it. All right? Then there's resignation, retreat. We don't like to talk about giving up. Because it feels weak. What are you giving up? I'm not talking about giving up like let go, give up like I give up, I quit. No. When you're enduring something, to resonate is what? You gotta resignation or retreat. You gotta retreat from the old mindset. You gotta find a way to flow instead of fighting. I'm not going to fight this one. I'm going to retreat. So guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to find a place of peace. Where do I need to enter peace? Because there's some things where I don't need to fight you. I'm not going to fight you. Listen, Ephesians 6 says, for we wrestle not against what? Flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers. So I'm going to retreat. I'm going to resign from this what? From this conflict. I shared with a lady at church recently who just, I'm just going through something. I'm going through a lot. You know this. I say, next time the enemy comes and attack you or you feel like you are overwhelmed, just stop and tell the situation. Say, listen, wait for the day on Friday when we go and do what? And prayer of deliverance, prayer of strategy, prayer. The prayer of a night vigil. Like, wait for Friday. Don't fight me right now. Retreat. You don't need to fight. You don't need to enter into the argument. You don't need to defend yourself. You have the Lord Jesus as your defender. Allow him to defend you. Number 7, tenacity. Pray that God give you tenacity. The quality of being able to grip something firmly. What do you need to grip in this moment? You need to grip to that faith. You need to have, we've been talking about having an anchored scripture. What is your anchor scripture? The scripture that you are holding on to tight firmly. For me, when I was going through the process of healing from postpartum depression, I hang on to that church. I hang on to the church. I gripped to the church because praying by myself at home seemed to be getting difficult. I was home and I'll start praying and I'll fall asleep because my mind will be bombarded. My body will feel so tired and exhausted. So I had to grip church with firmness. You ain't gonna get me out of here. I know I don't like this place right now. I don't like the injustice that I'm experiencing in the church. I don't like what I'm feeling in here. There's World War III in this church. And I don't care until God shows me where I need to go. That's why I had to grip the tenacity to grip. You gotta grip that one thing for you. If it is a scripture, I remember I share with you, Peter, Satan has asked to sift you, but I'm praying for your faith. Ooh, I held on to that scripture. I held on to that scripture like nobody's business. I held on. You know, some people will say, but Joy, couldn't you be, you know, you had your marriage was struggling and there's turmoil, children seems to be needy and everything. But I had to grip on something that I know would give me strength. Would give me life. That's what you need to do. I told you I had a bonus for you, right? The bonus is this. Are you ready? the bonus. So let me recap real quick the 7 keys to believe, to keep believing, to keep your faith alive. 1, tolerance. 2, bearing, your posture. 3, fortitude. 4, patience. 5, acceptance, resignation, and tenacity. These 7 keys will help you to endure as you go through the process, the faith to endure as you go through the process. And the last one, this is your bonus, okay? Your bonus is determination. From the moment that your faith is raw, when you receive salvation, determine what is it that you want to fix your mind on. Remember the youth pastor said, he was determined. The cross before me, the world behind me. One woman we see in the Bible with this is Ruth. The word of God says the moment that Naomi realized that Ruth was determined to go with her, she let go of arguing with her. Determine now, whether you are in the beginning, in the raw faith, whether you are in the rising faith, whether you are in the persevering, the stage of perseverance, whether right now you need that faith to endure, determine right now. There's no going back. Determine right now. There's not giving up on my God. Determine right now. There's not quitting going to church. Determine right now. There's no way I am stopping reading my Bible. Determine right now. Firmness of purpose. A firm decision to do or to not do something. That's determination. Determine right now. That my God, I'm not going anywhere. I am with you till the end. So remember, the none go with you. Will you still follow? The cross before you, the world behind you. And also remember, wherever you go, find a church. Seek God and not man. Let's talk to God. My Lord and my God, thank you so much, Father, for your willingness, my Lord, to stand with us when we are going through fire. My Lord, I pray right now, Father, for the one who's listening, whose faith may be withering right now and need just a little extra hump to get through the situation. I pray, my Lord, that not only God, that they receive the faith to endure this in this phase of life, my God, but my Lord, the power that comes through your word will be ignited in them, that they can see that you are with them, that you will open their eyes to see the God you never gave up on them. My God, I pray for them to receive tolerance. I pray, my God, that you may reposition their posture, their thoughts about the situation. My God, grant them fortitude. My God, allow them to develop patience. In this time, give them the ability, give this person the ability, my Lord, to embrace and not to fight you, my God. To surrender to you. My God, I pray, oh God, that you surrender this person with the community that love them, that will guide them, and that will be with them till the end. I thank you for the testimony that is already being woven, that is at work right now. Yes, Lord, I thank you for the testimony. My Lord, I bless your name and I praise you. Oh, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen and amen. Well, my dear friend, this is it. And I would love to hear from you, you who have a testimony and know that God is at work. And this episode, this series have been helpful and connect. And you just have question or you want to dive deeper into finding your relationship intimacy with God. You want to ignite your faith. You feel stagnation. I want to invite you to reach out. You can email at GodImprint@gmail.com. All right. I look forward to hearing from you. I look forward to receiving your testimonies and to hear what is God is doing in your life at this time. Stay blessed. Stay connected. Salvation is powerful. It's not just a personal experience, but its power can transform your entire household. Hi, I'm Joy Dabo, founder of God Imprint. As a mom and as a wife, I discovered that God's salvation wasn't just for me. It was for my entire household. At God Imprint, we're here to help you establish a strong Christ-centered home, grounded in intimacy and support and unity. Join us to experience household salvation movement and the joy of a peaceful home in Christ.